Hello, everybody, and welcome into the inaugural episode of the CNG's podcast. I'm Corey Weeks. I'm joined here by Gregory Keenan. Greg, let us know what inaugural means, because I do not know if you know what that means.
Means like the first one, right?
Yeah, first.
All right. Okay.
All right, Greg, so brand new podcast. Why don't you just tell everybody, you know, what we're going to be doing here?
All right, well, the CNG podcast is a podcast brought to you by two stellar UMaine students. And basically what we're going to do is just, you know, talk some sports. Just
like
shoot
that.
The shit, talk some sports, drink a beer. We're going to mostly talk about Boston sports, you know, because that's what we like. It's our shit. And, but if the, you know, if there's like, if somebody, you know, offers a trade for four first round picks just for one player, then we're going to talk about that too.
A little spoiler until later in the episode,
yeah,
Greg?
Yeah, a little forecast.
A little foreplay here?
A little foreplay.
It's going to be a little half shove here.
Just the tip. So we're going to talk about, you know, stories in all the major sports, except for hockey. Corey can handle that one because I literally know two hockey players. And yeah, so is there anything else you want to say before we get this show on the road?
You know, I think this is going to be fun. We're not going to talk 100% sports. You know, we're going to have a good time. And hopefully you guys can enjoy it.
All right. All right, let's get right into it. First thing we're going to talk about, we're going to talk some Sox. Talk some World Series. It's currently bottom of the fourth, game three in L.A. It's 1-0 L.A. from a cock rocket from Big Cock Jock Peterson, and Jock Peterson just, actually, Cody Bellinger, or whatever. So, first thing I want to talk about is, first of all, it's not really been a close World Series.
No, it's been a fucking ass-kicking.
It's been a dicking by
all right.
The Red Sox.
The Red Sox, they're just too good for the Dodgers. I know the Dodgers are up 1-0 right now. But, I mean, those first two games, man.
Yeah, I mean, those are, I mean, I know everyone's saying this, but the ALCS was the World Series. Those were the two best teams in baseball.
I agree. By
kind of a lot.
I think the three best teams in baseball were all...
Red Sox dicked the two best teams in baseball other than themselves. So, I mean, so one of the first topic I want to get into is who do you think the World Series MVP is thus far? I know it's not over yet, but thus far for the Red Sox, who is your postseason MVP?
World Series or postseason here?
World Series. We'll get into the postseason.
Slow all right, your world, there. World Series MVP, I got to go with J.D. Martinez right now. He has four RBIs. He's in 429. He's in left field tonight for some reason.
Is 429 good, do you think? I mean, he's still getting out more than half the time.
I mean, that's a good point there, Greg. He doesn't even lead the team in average. Do you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. He's third. Doesn't even, not even top two. JD sucks, dude. Why did we sign him?
I don't know. Do you know Tony Maserati?
Yeah, I'm familiar with Maz.
He's right. That was a terrible signing.
Awful sign. Worst awful. Signing in Red Sox history.
By far.
Worse than Carl Crawford, Pablo Sandoval, who's actually really good. He was really good for the Sox.
Ruzne Castillo, I think,
Ruzne
was a better
Castillo,
investment.
Also, yes, he was. I mean, he's
killing it. AAA.
Yeah, pride of the Woo Sox. Pride of the Woo Sox. So, my World Series MVP is probably going to have to be Benny Biceps, due to the fact that he's hitting. You know, he's hitting 500 in the World Series so far. And, you know, he's just, his defense has been way more than bargained for. And he's just swinging that dick around. I don't know what else to say. He's just, I think that's my World Series MVP. If the World Series ended today, Andrew Benintendi gets the nod for the MVP.
So Andrew Benintendi's winning the MVP today in a game he didn't even play in?
Yeah, see, I'm actually pissed off about this lineup, because I mean, I love Brock Holt. Brock Holt's actually my favorite player on the Red Sox, but you gotta have Andrew Benintendi in the lineup. You can't, like, don't fix what ain't broken, Mr. Cora, okay? I love Alex Cora. I don't agree with this move just because you gotta have him in the lineup, right?
I agree. I think there's a lot of things he could have done. I don't need Brock Holt in the lineup in the World Series.
Don't give me Brock Holt. Give me Andrew Benintendi.
I mean, you could have kept basically the same lineup from games 1 and 2.
Yeah.
You could have moved. It could have been a little risky, but you could have moved Mookie Betts to second base. You could have put JD Martinez in right, kept the outfield.
And Mookie Betts takes ground balls before every single game. It says he, like, keeps his hands from getting lazy or something like that.
Something dumb.
Something gay. But I mean, like, I think Mookie Betts is more than capable of playing second base. He's played second base his whole life, other than, you know, since he's been on the Red Sox for, like, 3 years. So, and he's, what, 25, something like that. So, I mean, he's been playing second base longer than he's been playing right field. So I think he's more than capable of being a second baseman just for a game. And obviously we're not going to take his bat out of the lineup.
No, you can't do that.
So basically what you're doing is you're replacing Andrew Benintendi with Brock Holt. So you're replacing a worse left-handed bat.
Yeah. 500. Fucking.
Is pretty good. Not great.
That's not great at
hit. It's not great, but it's you know, it's serviceable. I'll take 500.
I mean, if we're gonna talk World Series MVP, I think I got a couple more names that I could throw in there. Eduardo Nunez batting 1,000 in the World Series.
He is batting 1,000. The only player who's batting 1,000 in the World Series is Eduardo Nunez.
Yeah, and he's got 3 RBIs. Another
hit a shot to left field.
An underrated MVP so far.
He has not had a bad at-bat yet in the World Series.
He hasn't, no.
Every single at-bat he's had in the World Series, he's had a home run.
Exactly.
Unreal.
All right. Let me know if I'm wrong with this take, but a very underrated candidate for MVP right now has got to be Drew Pomeranz.
Yeah.
Right?
No, for sure.
I mean, he's on the roster, and he hasn't fucked up a game yet.
That's true.
Those
are all good points.
If Drew Pomeranz just keeps doing what he's doing,
yeah,
you know, not going into the game.
True.
Yeah, I think he's got to be MVP.
I mean, please show me where you're wrong, because honestly, like, that's, I mean, all kidding aside, great point. It's a great point by my partner here.
I thought you would like that, Greg.
All right, we're gonna take a step back here, and I'm gonna ask Corey who the postseason MVP is for the Red Sox. The whole postseason, not just the World Series.
Whole postseason. There's a lot of good names here. I think David Price could be in the running for that, even though his first start was a little shaky.
Sure.
His last two, he's been rock solid. He got the Red Sox to the World Series. Had
first
a great
win.
Outing.
First win.
In game 5 against the Astros, and then a couple nights ago, he just embarrassed these Dodgers.
That's true.
I mean,
he just doesn't fuck with. He doesn't. He's not a big ALDS guy.
No, not a huge Yankees guy.
Not a huge Yankees guy.
Can you blame him? I mean, who is a Yankee?
I mean, when they're literally playing a 100-foot. Actually, no, that was a Fenway. Never mind. That was gonna be a bad take. Anyway, my postseason MVP is still gonna be Andrew Benintendi, because he's been swinging a hot bat this whole postseason. He's been, you know, killing it in defense, obviously. Mookie Betts is also a good pick for that, just because, again, his defense has been great. He started off slow, picked it up, and now he's, you know, just being Mookie Betts.
What do you think about a little JD Martinez action here in the postseason MVP?
I'm a huge baseball player guy, but, like, here's where I might sound a little contradictory. Is that a word?
Maybe.
All right, cool. Contradicting. So, I do think that the DH rule should be applied in all of baseball, not just the American League. And I think it's dumb that it hasn't even happened yet. And I think it's dumb that we're playing in two different leagues with two different rules, which, I mean, no other sport has that. So, I mean, that's good, I guess. But I still think DHs shouldn't be rewarded or, like, given a break for not playing the field, because, I mean, JD Martinez, bad fielder.
He's in left field tonight, so we'll see how that goes.
He's a bad fielder.
I mean, but listen to these stats here, Greg. A little stat.
You're comfortable with JD Martinez in the outfield?
God, no.
Okay, all right.
But with the bat, listen to this. Postseason, .333 average. He's got two dongs, which I think leads the team. It must, right? At least tied. Actually, Jackie Bradley has how many?
I don't know. I don't want to put false info out there.
We do not want to juke out our listeners.
Never lie to you guys.
No.
Especially not on the first. Oh, yeah, it is tied. Jackie Bradley.
No.
Jackie Bradley is tied.
Jackie has had a bad World Series.
He's had an awful World Series.
Was that unexpected?
Pretty bad. Postseason in general, honestly.
Yeah, other than home runs.
You know, the ALCS, he was unreal.
What was his average in the ALCS, Greg?
200, but he also had 9 RBIs.
That is fair. But JD Martinez has 13 the entire postseason, OPS of 967.
Yeah, I mean.
And, Greg, Red Sox legend David Ortiz, one World Series MVP. What position was David Ortiz, Greg? He was DH,
but he was unreal. I don't know what his stats were, but I know they were better than JD Martinez's.
We're only in game 3 right now.
All right. I don't know. Yeah, it's true. So it might be a little early to fire off these takes right now, but.
Someone who's missing from this World Series roster, Greg, I know you're really fired up about this. It's Dustin Pedroia.
The little leader.
The little leader is not on the playoff roster because of an injury.
No, he's not.
And
I wish he was.
That is debatable, Greg, but how do you think Dustin Pedroia will be next year coming off the knee injury? He's 34 years old, has a serious injury. He missed how many games last year? 55? And he's missed this entire season other than 3 games. And in that 3 games...
At-bats.
In those 3 games, Greg, he's hitting .091.
Yeah, but great at-bats. Great. Yeah, I just don't think it's fair to really, take this season into consideration at all. Because, I mean, he was hurt. He shouldn't have been out there in the first place.
But,
so that being said, shut up. That being said, I just, there's no reason to think that he's not going to come back from this and be just as good, or I'm not going to say he's got to be better, but just as good, maybe a little worse than he was. I mean, he's shown he can come back from injury before. These last 2 seasons, he's what, 293, 311, and then 280 something. So, I mean, I have no reason to believe that he won't be able to bounce back from this.
I am 100% on the Dustin Pedroia will not be good anymore. I think Dustin Pedroia is done. I don't think Dustin Pedroia
can. Take.
That's not a hot take, Greg. That's not. It's not a hot take.
That's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad take.
I'm not saying it's a bad take. I'm saying it's a hot take.
Dustin Pedroia is 34 years old. He's coming off a serious knee injury. For someone who's supposed to be quick, a second baseman who makes all these dives, but I don't think he can move laterally as well anymore. And I just don't trust a 34-year-old man
to have
a serious knee injury.
I might be able to get behind the defense aspect of it because, I mean, you need your knees.
Need them. Important
body
part.
You've got to have your knees to play second base or any position. Any position in baseball.
A kneeless baseball player would...
Pretty much useless.
Agreed.
Not to discriminate against our paraplegic heroes, but, I mean... If you don't have knees, what are you doing?
Tough to be an athlete without knees.
Tough. It's tough, but if anyone can do it, it's Dustin Pedroia. But, I mean, I might be able to get behind the whole, you might not be as good at defense. But I think as far as offense goes, I mean, David Ortiz was playing with, broken heels, and he put up record numbers for his final season. So
yeah, but... Dustin Pedroia is nowhere near the hitter of David Ortiz.
No. It's probably not fair to compare those two. I don't think it's fair to compare any two players because everyone's unique in their own way.
Shut up. So, I want you to just say, do you believe Dustin Pedroia will be fine next year?
He can be, yeah.
Do you trust that he'll be healthy next year?
Yes.
I can't. I can't trust that he'll be healthy. Well, he hasn't played in basically a year and a half going into next spring training, and I don't see how somebody at his age with the severity of the injury he had can just pick it up like that again. He's going to need time. Spring training is going to be important for him. And that's fair,
but I think taking a whole year off, they were going to try to push him and get him back towards the end of the season. They didn't, and I'm so glad they didn't because, why rush? They're doing fine.
And they don't need Dustin Pedroia for this team.
Well, I mean,
They don't need him.
He has been in the clubhouse, and I think that's helped a lot.
They don't just need him on the field. Keep him in the clubhouse. Have him be the little puppet behind the scenes.
Whoa.
That's fine.
Whoa.
That is fine with me. Wow. He can be back there.
We do not use the P word on this podcast.
He can be back there having his fun playing with Rafael Devers all he wants. I don't want Dustin Pedroia anywhere near the field with this team. And I'm thank God he is not. Because I don't need it. Do not need to see Dustin Pedroia on the field anytime soon. I don't.
That's at least a fair argument. What I don't think is fair is, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but like, I just don't think it's really fair to like assume that he's going to be bad when he has shown he can come back from injury and he hasn't been bad for the past 3 years. So I don't think age is really that big of a problem.
I think it's a problem when you're coming off of an injury this bad.
Then maybe it is. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm not wrong.
I hope you're not wrong too, but I'm not assuming he's going to be bad. I'm just assuming. I don't think. I have my questions about whether or not he'll be 100% healthy and whether he can stay healthy for an entire season.
And that's fair. I think that's fair. I guess I'm a little more optimistic than you. All right, let's get off baseball just for a quick second because it's really the only thing I care about. But let's talk some C's.
So let's talk some Celtics.
Let's talk some C's. All right, Kyrie Irving. Not good.
No, he's not bad. He's not having a bad season. He's just not having, obviously, another player coming off of an injury, another knee injury. And I'm not going to say I'm a little disappointed by Kyrie Irving. He's still averaging over 16 points a game. But I was expecting Kyrie Irving to be the primary scorer of this team. Right now it's Jason Tatum. That's not a bad thing. Tatum is a great player, but it's his second year.
Well, I expected Jason Tatum to be the best player on this team this year and for the next few years. I think Jason Tatum has a higher ceiling than Kyrie Irving, and obviously Gordon Hayward, obviously fucking Al Horford.
I agree, he has a higher ceiling than all of them, but
I think just like showing like he won Rookie of the Year.
No, he did not.
I'm sorry.
Second year player Ben Simmons was Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, and he should have won. He deserved to win.
Rookies. Second-year players cannot win Rookie of the Year.
But I think just, like, he had an amazing rookie season, obviously, and that shows that he's, you know, developing quickly. And I think, like, it can only go up from here until he gets to be, like, old.
Are we talking about Simmons or Tatum right now?
Tatum.
All right.
Tatum. So, great rookie year, obviously. And with that rookie year, he showed that he's, you know, NBA ready, and it can only go up from here. So I think he has a higher ceiling than Kyrie Irving and any player on Celtics. And I'm not surprised at all that he's the best player. But I do want to circle back to Kyrie Irving real quick because stats aren't great. Stats are not great.
Coming off of a knee injury like Kyrie Irving had, I think it's going to take him some time to get up to speed. And I think people are really overrating the relationship between Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving all offseason. Like, how are Hayward and Kyrie going to mesh? It was all last season, too, before Hayward got hurt. But I think it's important to realize that there's three other guys on the court with them. It's not just Kyrie and Hayward who have to mesh. Hayward has to mesh with all these new guys. It's just really his first time playing with them in real games. I think it's going to take some time for the Celtics to get used to it.
Do you think part of the problem with Irving and Hayward is that because so many players have really stepped up and been, you know, good players, like even players that you wouldn't expect, like Terry Rozier stepped up big time in the playoffs.
Terry Rozier, good player.
Do you think, obviously it helps that happens because it kind of takes some of the pressure and the stress off of players like Kyrie Irving and players like Gordon Hayward. Do you think it took a little too much pressure off and now it's just like, well, there's other teams, we're a really good team anyway, so I don't really have to try that much. Do you think that has anything to do with it?
I think it takes the pressure off them to be the primary scorer. I think they understand that there's other players around them who can get the job done.
But do you think that's why he's not scoring as much? Is it because...
I don't think it's that he's not trying. I just think that it's... You know, there's other... Jason Tatum, obviously, is an amazing player. I think you're right. He has the highest ceiling. But right now, I want Kyrie Irving to lead this team. I don't want to trust a second-year player. Kyrie Irving has been there and done it before. He's hit huge shots. And Jason Tatum is a beast, but I don't know if he's ready to run the Celtics yet.
Let me tell you some of Kyrie Irving's stats really quick. Granted, 5 games into the season, so not huge sample size, but he has 16 points a game. Isn't pathetic.
No, that's good.
Well, it's not Kyrie Irving.
It's not Kyrie Irving, but it's still good.
5.6 assists per game, 40% field goal percentage. So it's not bad by any means, but it's not Kyrie Irving.
I think he just needs to bump the field goal percentage up a little bit. 40% for Kyrie is low. His 3-point percentage, not great at all. 21.4. That ain't it.
Yeah, that's cheap.
That definitely isn't it. Gordon Hayward, you know, obviously coming off the injury Gordon Hayward had, it's going to take him some time. Only averaging 10 points a game.
Yeah, not great. And 1.5 assists per game.
Field goal percentage again.
30, under 40.
Under 40. Three-point percentage is up there, though. 40%, that's a good, it's a real good three-point percentage.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, are you worried?
No, I'm 100% not worried.
I mean, first, fuck the Celtics, first of all. I don't even like the Celtics, but are you worried? As a Celtics fan, are you worried?
No. I mean, the first loss of the season came to the Raptors. They're 5-0. They're a great team. I think the Celtics are still better than them. But, I mean, you can't lose to the Orlando Magic.
Cannot.
That cannot happen.
Obama can't be flexing on Kyrie Irving.
I mean,
like
the Celtics had a great, great win last night in OKC. OKC's 0-5, 0-4.
They're bad.
They're not bad. I just don't understand why they're not playing well.
It's because they're bad. Paul George doesn't look great. Russell Westbrook, it's not looking bad. But, I mean, who else does that team have other than Russell Westbrook and Paul George? Steven Adams. Like, I mean, Russell Westbrook's putting up 22.5 points a game. He's only played 2 games. So, that's, you know, take that for what you want. But 8 assists a game, 22.5 points a game, 41, almost pretty much 42 field goal percentage. But I don't really want to talk about the Thunder, if I'm honest. So
let's get into your Charlotte Hornets here for a little
let's
bit.
Let's get into my Charlotte Hornets.
Let's hear a little bit about your Charlotte Hornets right now.
All right. The Charlotte Hornets. Okay, first of all, Kemba Walker is God himself. They actually just now dicked the Chicago Bulls, 135 to 106. Chicago Bulls. Good team. Solid
1-4 team.
Solid team. Charlotte Hornets are now 3-3. They're right at 500. So, but I'm not, I mean, I think this season is a wash for all NBA teams, not just the Hornets, but especially the Hornets, but for all NBA teams, just because, you know, obviously what they got going over there, Golden State.
I disagree. I think the Celtics. Listen, the Celtics match up well. Have you seen the scores of the games between the Celtics and the Warriors last year? The Celtics are right there. They've won.
That was before they added the best center in the league to their starting lineup.
DeMarcus Cousins isn't playing until February at least, and it's going to take them time. The same time it's taking them, the Celtics with Kyrie and Hayward,
but when
and getting
playoffs,
them acquainted.
But when are the playoffs? It's after February, right?
Who cares? Exactly. So just learning, playing with them for half a season, when Hayward's going to be able to play with these guys for a full year. Granting injuries, dear God, Gordon Hayward better stay healthy.
But it's not like DeMarcus Cousins isn't going to be around. I mean, he's still going to like
no, but he's
develop
injured.
Relationships with these guys. And
yeah, personal relationships.
Yeah.
Learning the plays is a lot different than actually being out there on the court executing the plays.
All I'm saying is that if the Golden State Warriors make the playoffs, which 1,000,000,000% they will, it's a wash for the rest of the teams.
The hottest take of all time, Greg, would be saying the Golden State Warriors will not make the playoffs.
I have a hotter take. I think the Charlotte Hornets are better than the Golden State Warriors.
You know, shifting off of the Golden State Warriors, you know what I love to see? You know what I love to see right now?
What do you want to see?
The 0-5 Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah,
in last place, in the basement of the NBA.
Great, not great for
back where they belong.
Company.
Back where the Cleveland Cavaliers belong.
It's not great.
Cavaliers never deserve LeBron.
But, I mean, did you obviously you saw that coming.
Oh, LeBron leaving?
No, just them sucking.
Oh, them. Oh, yeah, but it's just so great now that it's actually happening. Because in the back of my mind, I was like, you know what? They're still going to be good. Somehow they're going to be able to pull it off and still be good.
Nope.
But that is hard no.
Incorrect.
Extreme no.
Let me circle back real quick to my Hornets real quick.
Great.
For those of you who don't know, Charlotte native from Charlotte, North Carolina. We've lived there until I was 11 years old. And right now, the soul of the entire city of Charlotte, Kemba Walker, is averaging 31 points a game with a 47.3 field goal percentage. Is that good, Corey?
Yeah, I'll give it to him. Kemba Walker, UConn, not a huge UConn guy.
No, I hate UConn.
But Kemba Walker right now, 5 games in, relax.
Yeah.
All right?
But.
Let's not get completely erect here, Greg, all right?
How did he do against the Bulls? One sec. No, you keep talking.
Where do you think, just what are you expecting from the Charlotte Hornets a playoff team this year? The East is terrible.
I mean, I don't really think it matters, honestly, because even if they are a playoff team, they're not going to do anything.
In purgatory.
No team is going to do anything except the Celtics, maybe the Raptors.
The Raptors will be there. I think you have to be dumb if you don't think it's going to be Raptors, Celtics, and Eastern Conference Finals. I don't want to hear.
But even after that, like, you can win the East. That's fine. Congrats. You won a JV League tournament. But that, like, what matters is going against the Golden State Warriors with 5 All-Stars starting against them.
Are we sure the Golden State Warriors are going to be in the finals?
I don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs.
But, Greg, heading back to that cock tease you had at the beginning of the show, a trade offer from the Houston Rockets. 4 first-round picks for Jimmy Butler.
Which is the dumbest.
Maybe the worst trade of all time. I think that just kills a franchise. Throwing away your entire future for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler.
And their team's not, like, really... I mean, they're good. They're going to be good for a few years.
I mean,
but they're not really built for the future. I mean, they need to win now. Carmelo Anthony, fucking Chris Paul. What is he? 32, something like that.
I mean, it's clear the Rockets are trying to win now.
James Harden isn't a kid anymore.
I mean, we're not even talking about Anthony Davis here. All right, we're talking about Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, Jimmy. I mean, good player.
Good put 4 first round draft picks. Good.
I think they jumped the gun. Also, if the Minnesota Timberwolves don't take this trade, the Minnesota Timberwolves are dumber than Corey because he doesn't even want to be there.
He doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to be in Minnesota.
He literally hates all the players. The players hate him. The fans hate him. I don't understand why this trade hasn't already been made yet.
All right, this trade offer from the Houston Rockets just reminds me of Thad Castle bidding on the Goat House.
Yeah.
When he keeps outbidding himself, he just keeps going up and up and up. It's like,
it's
relax,
very
buddy.
Reminiscent of
Thad Castle.
We are big Blue Mountain State guys.
Big, huge BMS guys. But I don't know what the hell
they're waiting on.
I don't know what Minnesota hasn't done. I don't know why they haven't accepted the trade. I don't know why the trade was even offered in the first place. Jimmy Butler.
Maybe they're just like being nice and like talking to the Rockets. Like, are you fucking sure?
Is this a prank here?
Okay, all right. Come on.
I mean,
4. That's, I mean, I don't even know what else to say about it.
I mean, think about Minnesota, though. If they take this trade, they are set up for the future. They got Karl Anthony Towns. They got Andrew Wiggins, who I know, a little busty, not what he should be, but, I mean, still a good player.
Yeah.
I mean, they're surrounded with young talent. If they get 4 first-round draft picks, I mean, who knows? Not that the Minnesota Timberwolves ever deserve to be good, but they might be if this trade goes through.
KG wants this trade.
I mean, who doesn't want this trade?
I mean, anybody who doesn't like the Minnesota Timberwolves probably doesn't like this trade. Houston Rockets fans probably hate this trade.
They better hate this trade. Are you kidding? This would be the dumbest trade of all time.
Okay. All right. Now, let's say this trade does happen, which by the time I finish this sentence, it doesn't happen. I'll be shocked. But let's say this trade does happen. Then the Rockets, you're looking at a lineup of James Harden, Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, Jimmy Butler, who's a shooting guard, which...
Jimmy Butler could be a stretch. He could play...
He could play small forward.
He could play small forward.
And then move Carmelo Anthony power.
I mean... I don't know what Carmelo Anthony is doing on the Rockets. Can we go back to that for a second? Why are the Rockets employing Carmelo Anthony?
I don't know. I'm not a huge Carmelo Anthony guy.
Not a huge Melo guy.
Not a huge Melo guy. I don't like his attitude. I don't like that he was an All-Star last year. I don't know. We can talk about that for a long time, but
we could talk about that.
Let's talk about the Rockets lineup if they do get Jimmy Butler with Chris Paul, James Harden, Jimmy Butler, Clint Capella and Carmelo Anthony.
Good team.
Great team.
Above average team.
And in my opinion,
they can push Golden State.
And I was just gonna say, in my opinion, if that is the lineup they go against Golden State with, honestly, it's all gonna be dependent on the bench.
Golden State's bench
is good.
Yeah. Good bench.
Good bench.
Good bench. I mean, let's go position by position here. Steph Curry, obviously, in my opinion, has the advantage over Chris Paul.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody matched up against Carmelo Anthony, I'll just take whoever's on the Warriors. Yeah. Don't care who's on the Warriors. Take the Warriors guy.
Yeah. Draymond Green.
Draymond Green, yep.
Draymond
whatever.
Green versus Carmelo Anthony. Gonna have to go Green.
Gonna have to go Green there. Kevin Durant versus whoever matches up.
I guess it would be Jimmy Butler.
Which is a 1,000,000,000% Kevin Durant.
I mean, it's a 1,000,000,000% Kevin Durant, but it's not like a blowout Kevin Durant. Who does he even have at small forward? Like,
I don't know. The Warriors are like, I'm not gonna say they're like the Celtics, like a positionless team, but they have guys who are able to play multiple positions. The Celtics, I mean, they have Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart can guard 1-4. I mean, Al Horford can be a power forward, can be a center. I mean, they have a lot of guys. Like, the only guy, in my opinion, who is, like, just a point guard, they have Terry Rozier, who's just a point guard, and Kyrie Irving. Other than that, I mean, they have a lot of guys who play a lot of positions, and Golden State is like that, too, and I don't know how Houston would still be able to match up with Golden State. I mean, Houston had them last year.
But I mean,
they were one win away of Kevin Durant joining the Houston Rockets.
I mean, but the Rockets were never going to win that series. I was like,
up 3-1, you didn't think?
No, I never thought that not for one second did I think the Warriors were going to lose that series or lose the finals, obviously.
All right, Blake Swihart is batting right now for the Red Sox. I do not know what world we're living in right now.
He's 0-1 in the postseason, so not great, but...
I mean, no Eduardo Nunez, but he's one hit from... being, second on the team in average?
Tied for first.
Other than the World Series, because Eduardo Nunez is hitting 1,000.
He is hitting 1,000, but he's only had one at bat, so he's not eligible for, the postseason batting title or something.
I mean, let's pump the brakes
and
here,
actually,
all right?
And actually, Blake Swihart has a 1-1 count. So I like his chances here.
Yeah, I mean, Bueller is pitching amazing. Right now. He's getting up there in pitch count, though. The bullpen will come into play.
87 pitches in the sixth. We'll see what happens. If he hits Dong here, and he doesn't, he fucking
just... Why is Blake Swihart...
A half swing, a chopper to third, not even fucking close. Let's get back into basketball really quick. What were we even fucking talking about?
I think we were talking...
Rockets. Okay. I think offering that trade is stupid on its own. But I think it's especially stupid to offer it this season because they're not going to beat the Warriors.
Even
if they do have Jimmy Butler and they trade, like, let's say they get fucking, I don't know, some other, like, if they get a good power forward.
I mean, if they made that trade for Anthony Davis, I'd take Houston over
that's
Golden State.
That's a take.
Golden State has to come to an end at some point.
Yeah, it's not
I mean,
soon.
It'll be soon. It'll be sooner than you think.
No, like, Kevin Durant took less money to stay there. It's just like
I mean, they'll have to sign Draymond Green, Steph Curry, Clay. One of them's gonna have to go. They can't. Keep
I think Klay
all
Thompson is gonna be the first to leave, but that's a whole other discussion. So I really don't think, honestly, it's unreasonable for me to say that the NBA teams shouldn't even try. But honestly, if I'm any team, that's not even that. If I'm any team other than the Houston Rockets, the Toronto Raptors, Boston Celtics, or like...
Please don't say the Philadelphia 76ers.
No, not the Sixers. Somebody else in the West who's good in the West.
I mean, Utah.
No, I'm not worried about Utah. If you're not a title-contending team already, just mail it in. Just start
that's
building.
True.
Just fucking plan for the future. For 5 years. That's what the Charlotte Hornets are doing, and that's why I love what they're doing. They got Malik Monk, who didn't get any fucking playing time last year, so that's why no one knows about him. Miles Bridges looked great in the preseason. They have just young players. They're building, and they have Tony Parker now, who's a great potential Hall of Famer, great leader.
Tony Parker's 100% a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, we'll see. Just because, I mean, yeah, he probably is because fucking everybody gets in the Basketball Hall of Fame. But
I mean, he was a focal point around a dynasty. I don't know how you can't put Tony Parker in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, I probably shouldn't be jeweling during this podcast, but I don't know. It's beside the point. I really like what the Hornets are doing, and I think a lot of NBA teams should learn from the Hornets and just literally do what they're doing and just plan for 5 years down the line, because that's when other teams are going to get a shot to jump into the mix.
Good take. Not sure how many NBA GMs around the league were like, hey, let's be the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, I mean,
don't want to be a dick here, but...
No, it's a good point, but...
Not many people want to be the Charlotte Hornets. I mean, yeah. They don't even have a consistent name. Don't even have a consistent franchise.
Yeah, don't have a consistent coach either. Love them. Shit show, but I love them. All right, I think that's enough.
We're going to talk to some football here?
We're going to pass this on over to football. Now, I'm actually not a huge football guy. Don't know a ton about football. Probably know more about soccer than I do football, and I know very minimal about soccer. I'll try to give my best takes. But, yeah, so Corey's probably going to dictate this part. So let's start with the fucking Pats.
All right, well, after a little scare in the beginning of the season, the Pats right back where they belong. First in the AFC East, 5-2, coming off a good win in Chicago. Chicago's a good team. The Bears are a good team.
They lost that game by 1 yard.
1 yard.
Like an inch, actually.
Yeah, not even a yard. Like an inch. But, I mean, in the AFC, I do not, other than Kansas City, I think whoever has home field in the AFC Championship game, the AFC Championship game is going to be New England versus Kansas City. Whoever has home field, I think, is going to win. I mean, the Rams in the NFC.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very, very good. I mean, other than that, in the NFC, nobody else really scares me at all.
You worried about Carolina?
No.
No.
I mean, Carolina's not even first in their division. New Orleans is good. New Orleans, I mean, they could be in the Super Bowl. But, I mean, if I had to give a prediction right now for the Super Bowl, I mean, it's got to be the Rams. The Rams got to be in the Super Bowl. And I'm either going Patriots or Chiefs. And I think the AFC 100% rides on who gets home field advantage in the AFC Championship.
What do you think about Pittsburgh? Not worried about them?
Pittsburgh is a shit show.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think they're a good team.
They're a good team. They have a running back who doesn't want to play. The best running back in the league doesn't want to play.
Nah, I'm all right.
Antonio Brown is pissed for some reason.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger sucks.
Yep.
I mean, and Pittsburgh's defense
on
is
paper,
horrendous.
On paper, good team.
On paper, yeah. But fucking Le'Veon Bell's
similar,
on the team.
Similar to Minnesota.
No, everybody hates each other.
Everybody hates each other. I just don't think that's a recipe for success. That's a hot take, I know. But when everybody hates each other, probably not a good look.
I mean, are you afraid of the fucking Minnesota Vikings? I mean, I know they were good. They're a good team, but I just don't think they can compete with, you know, the Rams, the Patriots, the Chiefs. I mean, yeah, throw in the Steelers. I think the Steelers are a better team than Minnesota.
You worried about the Eagles?
No.
Carson Wentz is a good player.
Carson Wentz is a good player. You're right. But Philadelphia is under 500. They're 3-4.
It's still early.
It's not that early.
Not that early. Still relatively early.
Relatively early, but we're getting up there.
Texans, Houston?
No.
No?
Eh.
J.J. Watt?
Don't care.
Their fucking quarterback, whose name is Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson, yeah, but I mean, Houston can never beat the Patriots. I don't care where they play. The Patriots will beat Houston.
I think give them a few years. They're still young.
Sure, but I mean, this year, I'm not afraid of anybody other than the Kansas City Chiefs. And I mean, that game, the 43-40 game between the Chiefs and Patriots, that was an unreal game. And I mean, if the Patriots are on the road there, I don't think they win. But I mean, let's look at the Patriots' schedule here. I mean, they play the Buffalo Bills this week, so that's a win. Then they play the Packers in prime time. They'll beat the Packers.
Josh Allen, good player.
Josh Allen, yeah, good player. Not even playing, he's hurt for the year.
Still a good player. I didn't say.
All right, then they play the Titans. That's a win. The Titans aren't gonna beat the Patriots. And they play the Jets. You know, they're not terrible anymore. They're bad, but they're not terrible. And they play the Vikings.
They lose to none other than the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland, not a bad team.
They're bad. No, they're bad.
I mean, not as bad. They're in last place.
2-4-1 is bad.
But how many of their games have been to overtime? How many games have they been in? It's not like it used to be when they got just absolutely obliterated every week. They're in these games. They tied the Steelers.
Okay.
I mean, I think a few years, the Browns will be on top of the AFC North.
That's fair.
But currently, obviously, nobody's scared of the Browns. I mean, they play the Vikings, they play the Dolphins, they play the Steelers, which would be a big game.
What do you think about Washington?
Yeah, they're good. They're good. I mean, I don't know how anybody's going to beat the Rams currently. But the Rams do this every year. The Rams, well, last year. The Rams, obviously, have been
every
terrible.
Year.
No, but recently the Rams have, like, you know, they've been good. And the Kansas City Chiefs are maybe the biggest cock tease in all sports. They always start up the season like 5-0, and then they lose to somebody, and then they're out in the divisional round.
All right, let's circle back to Foxborough real quick.
All right.
You pleased with Josh Gordon?
I am pleased with Josh Gordon. I think that was a good trade. I mean,
not worried about the.
I mean, I just hope he can keep himself together for another like 4 months is what I'm hoping, and I hope that I hope they sign Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon has the talent to be one of, if not the best receivers in the league. I mean, we've seen what he can do with the Browns. Some of the plays he's made already with the Patriots. I mean, I think he's one of the most important players going on the line. I think Rob Gronkowski has to stay healthy. Another back injury for Rob Gronkowski. Missed last week.
Let's talk about that. His back might be made of glass.
I mean, coming out of college, we knew the back was a problem. But, I mean, he's just an injury-prone dude. He's had arm injuries. He's had knee injuries. He's had back injuries. I mean, I just pray to God he can stay healthy, because I think Rob Gronkowski...
If he doesn't. Okay, let's say he doesn't. Let's say he hurts his back, out for the season.
Then I don't have the Patriots winning the Super Bowl.
You haven't gone to the Super Bowl. You haven't beating... Fucking goddamn beating the Chiefs.
Without Gronk, I mean, it'd be tough. It's going to be tough anyway. I think without Gronk, it's going to just be that much harder. And I think if they don't have Gronk, they're going to have to figure out a way to get the ball to some of their guys. You know, James White's having a great year. They're going to have to find a way to feed him. You know, Julian Edelman's going to have to step up.
Good player.
Gronk, great player.
Good quarterback.
Chris Hogan. You know, they got a lot of guys that are going to have to step up if Gronk can't play. I mean, Dwayne Allen is still on the team. I guess Dwayne Allen's on the team. But no, if Dwayne Allen is your, like, you know, your number one tight end, I mean, tight ends are huge in this NFL now. I mean, Travis Kelce on the Chiefs, he is one of the top tight ends in the league. I think it'll be really, really tough for the Patriots to do anything without Gronk.
All right, I think that's fair. All right, now let's talk about something that I don't know anything about. Let's talk some hockey.
Let's talk some Bees. The Bees, good young team.
Good,
I mean,
good team.
They're a point out of first in the Atlantic. I mean, 6-2. They have got some talent on that team.
Do you think they're doing anything this year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the Lightning are obviously always going to be at the top of the East right now. Other than, you know, the Penguins will always be there. Washington was there.
I'm just now seeing this. Canes are good. Canes are good. I love to see that. Big Canes guy.
I mean, I don't know if the Capitals will be...
06 world champions.
I don't know if the Capitals will be back to the point where they were last year. I think they'll take a little step back, because especially, you know, the year after you win the Cup, it's tough to, you know, get back. The Penguins, after a little down year last year, they seem to be right back where they were. Toronto, again, after getting Tavares, they're even better than last year. And they took the Bruins to 7 games last year.
Do you think the Bruins have any shot at winning the Cup?
I mean, they have an outside chance.
And a base hit by Manny Machado, by the way, in the bottom of the 6th with 2 outs.
I mean, in the East, I'd put the Lightning ahead of them. I'd put Toronto ahead of them right now. I'd put Pittsburgh ahead of them. I mean, I'd say they're 4th in the East, maybe. I mean, there's a few other teams. The West, I mean,
who knows?
Preds
Nashville's good.
Good
again, obviously. Colorado's finally looks like they might be able to do something. I mean, the California team, San Jose, Anaheim, they've
Vancouver.
Been good. Oh, God, I don't want to hear about Vancouver. No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, what's their record? They're like 6-5, right?
6-5.
All right, so what is wrong with the Pacific right now? Why are they 6-5 in first? Look at the averageness in the Pacific right now.
Great.
Not, I mean, look at this. 6-5, 5-3, 5-5, 5-5, 4-5, 4-3, 4-5.
Pacific is bad, is what you're saying.
No, not just average, just normal. There's normal hockey teams.
An unruly amount of mediocre.
I hope the Blackhawks are back, because it's more fun when the Blackhawks are good. Because, you know, I like when the classic teams are good. I think the Maple Leafs need to be good. They'll be good. Hopefully the Canadiens can be good. Hopefully the Bruins can beat the Canadiens. But the one thing I really want the Bruins to do this year is beat the Washington Capitals just one time. Can they please beat the Capitals? They haven't beaten the Capitals since how long? The Patriots The Patriots have won two Super Bowls since the last time the Bruins have beaten the Capitals. In any game, not even a playoff game. I don't know when the last time they played the Capitals in the playoffs was, but they, in a regular season game, they have not beaten them in like 4 years.
All right. Okay. Now we're going to get into a segment. It's going to be a fun one, I think. I like this segment a lot. I like this idea a lot. This before this was even a segment, before we even had our aspirations of having a podcast, we asked each other a lot, does this person poop? Now, we know girls don't poop, okay? That's been established. But this segment is called Do They Poop? And basically, I'm going to give five players, Corey's going to give five players, and we're going to give our takes on if they poop or not. It's going to be sports related, so I will start. Do you think Josh Gordon defecates?
Not anymore. I think when he was getting all the trouble with the weed and stuff, I think definitely then he did.
He pooped.
At that point,
took some fucking footballs.
At that point, definitely. But now that he's with the Patriots, you know, he's finally not smoking weed that we know of.
Yeah, probably is.
Probably is. But I mean, maybe he can get around a drug test. No, not anymore. But he did.
So he stopped pooping.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, so instead, okay, all right. So he's taking those footballs he was pooping out and just catching them.
Catching them, yep.
Running them.
Making some plays.
Getting some TDs.
Yeah.
All right, 2 years.
All right, number one for you is going to be Xander Bogaerts.
No, he does not poop.
Just?
No, not at all. Jimmy Butler, you think Jimmy Butler
Yes,
moves?
100%.
I think
yeah, I think Jimmy Butler right now is the biggest piece of shit in sports.
I think.
Well, I mean, other than, like, you know, all the terrible human beings.
I hate Kawhi Leonard with all my heart, but, well, sure. Let's huge piece of shit. So,
hold on. Let's talk about that for a second. What do you think was worse? What Kawhi Leonard did last year with San Antonio or what Jimmy Butler's doing right now?
What Kawhi Leonard did last year was way worse. Because he's just like, nah, I don't want to play. You're good.
That's true. At least Jimmy Butler's playing.
At least Jimmy Butler's, like, for better or for worse, he makes the Minnesota Timberwolves better. They're a better team with him on the roster. And Kawhi Leonard was contributing nothing at all. Kawhi Leonard is a bitch. He's a robot. He doesn't know how to laugh. I fucking hate Kawhi Leonard.
Well, did you see the video of him laughing?
Yeah, I did. That's that was the reference, Corey. I'm glad you picked up on that. So Jimmy Butler poops.
What about a little Sidney Crosby here? No, you're not a huge hockey guy, but I mean, you gotta know who Sidney Crosby is. Please tell me you know who he is.
He's on the Penguins.
He's on the Penguins.
I believe.
He's been not the best player in the NHL anymore, because that's Connor McDavid. If anybody's wondering, Connor McDavid is the best player in the NHL.
Is that a hot take?
No.
Oh.
Edmonton Oilers, Connor McDavid, he was the captain in his sophomore season with the Oilers.
That's good.
Yeah. Yes, very, very good, Greg. You're right. All right, but does Sidney Crosby, captain of the Pittsburgh Penguins, number 87, poop?
Yes, he does poop.
I disagree.
He poops because he plays hockey in the first place.
No,
I think
no.
That's not.
Wow.
No, I don't want you to take that out of context.
I'm taking it out of context, Greg. That is very offensive.
Let me give you some context. That's not a knock on hockey players. It's not that I don't respect hockey players. I just think they poop because they're fucking brutes. They're just man's men. And pooping is a manly thing because, you know, girls can't poop. So, I think if you're at the top and the pinnacle of hockey, of pretty much the pinnacle of masculinity, yeah, you poop. You gotta poop. What are you just gonna not poop?
So what, you're saying all these people, like Xander Bogaerts is not a man, not manly enough to poop? Is that what you're saying?
No,
Is that a knock on Xander Bogaerts?
No.
That has to be a knock on somebody, Greg.
No.
You can't, listen, that's a knock on somebody.
There's two reasons,
a knock on Xander Bogaerts.
No, there are two reasons somebody poops. One being that they're just, like, too good. They just don't have time because they're too busy fucking killing it. They just don't have time to poop. Another reason somebody poops is because they don't have anything to prove. Poop. Why not? Like, I don't have to prove myself that I'm the best. I'll poop, whatever.
All right. Do you think it's a decision to not poop, or do you think it is like just physically they cannot do it?
I think it's a decision to put yourself in the situation whether or not your body decides to poop or not.
Okay.
I don't think it's a conscious decision, but I do think that people put themselves in situations to have them poop or not. Like Josh Gordon. For example,
if
he never smoked weed, do you think he would have pooped?
No, because Josh
exactly.
Gordon
good player.
Been
great player.
The best wide receiver in the league.
That's right. And he put himself in the situation. He chose to not stay off the weed.
Stephen A.
And he pooped.
Great, great point. All right, let me hear another one of yours, please.
All right, okay. Sandy Leone of the Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
The biggest shit. The biggest stinky.
I mean, they gotta be,
like,
right?
They gotta be, like liquidy and...
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, first of all, Sandy Leone...
I bet they sound like this. Ready? Like that.
Sandy Leone, first of all, not a great player. I'd make the argument, not a good player. Behind the dish, sure.
He's
amazing defensive...
No, he's a good player.
Amazing defensive catcher.
I don't think... I don't look at offense almost at all when I'm evaluating a catcher's value. So I think I love Sandy Leone. I just think, just look at him.
Yeah, look at him.
Just look at him. He poops.
All right, another one here. I'm interested to see your answer on this one. I'm going to go with LeBron James.
Okay. So that's a good one because, honestly, I do see where the LeBron hate comes from. But
I don't understand why people hate LeBron.
I see it. I don't hate LeBron. I have no problem with LeBron whatsoever. I think as a person, like, I just think he's kind of annoying, but I don't think, like, I would hate him for that, give him any hate for that. I just think, I don't know, like, no, I don't think he poops.
Can you name, though, I guess why Cleveland fans would be mad, but can you name...
Cleveland fans aren't mad.
I mean,
I don't think they're happy about LeBron leaving.
They
weren't really burning his jerseys. I mean, he did what he said he was going to do. He said he was going to bring championships to Cleveland, and he did.
He did, yeah, and a ton of credit
to him.
And
that's way more than that's a hard thing to do. Especially look at the fucking team that was around him.
Anybody bringing anything of value to Cleveland? I mean, I don't want to turn this into a shitting on Cleveland every episode show.
Cleveland is it?
But I mean, do they deserve
shit
it?
City.
They do deserve it, I think.
You think Cleveland poops like as a city?
No. Yes.
I don't think they do because I think they're already just one big poop. So I don't think poop can poop.
But I don't think there's a better human being in sports. I mean, obviously J.J. Watt's a great guy, but LeBron James.
Rockhold.
LeBron James is just a great person. I mean, I get on the court why fans don't like him on the court because he is kind of an asshole on the court.
I disagree. I don't think he's an asshole on the court at all. I think he's more of an asshole off the court. But I don't know. He's
Please
not,
explain.
I'm not saying he's an asshole. I just don't think I think he's so not an asshole on the court that I think that, like, a lot of the things, like, he just, you know, talks about himself a lot, wears, like, his face on his own shirts. And I don't hate that. I mean, it's whatever. Like, I don't love it. I don't hate it. I'm totally indifferent about it. I just, like, I don't know. Like, I don't really see where the LeBron hate, the hate comes from.
Yeah, I do not get it. Like,
right.
LeBron James, role model citizen.
He doesn't poop.
One of the best basketball players of all time. I don't know why anybody would hate LeBron.
Does not poop. Okay. My next one is Matt Barnes.
reliever for the Red Sox.
I think he very recently stopped pooping.
Beginning of the postseason.
Yeah.
A couple weeks
been
ago.
Been great in the postseason.
Amazing in the postseason. I'd agree there. I'd say, I mean, we'll see, like, you know, the rest of this World Series in the next season. But currently, like, you know, this past couple weeks, no. But definitely before. Before the postseason, you know, the regular season, that some
he
of his ups
poop
and downs.
On the mound. In the middle of a game, he'd poop. But
I mean, just terrible.
Yeah, just awful. So no, he stopped pooping, but he used to. All
right, I think I'm going to know your answer to this one. I mean, I know my answer to this one. Tom Brady?
No.
All right, we're just move right past that.
Alex Cora.
As a player, yes.
I think he took the first shit of his life. Actually, first shit.
Today.
First shit of his managerial career today.
I agree. Not putting Benintendi in the lineup.
He was probably sitting on the toilet writing that lineup. This is a bad lineup. That's literally
why
we're losing
zero
the
runs.
Game. We are losing the game right now because of this lineup. And I love Alex Cora. I really, really, really love Alex Cora. God bless Rick Porcello. He's doing the best he can, but
I mean, he's out now. Joe Kelly was in the game last inning.
Yeah, well, he did the best he can. But I think he took the first shit. So I guess right now he does poop, yes.
All right, well, actually, let's talk about that. I don't think we brought up that move yet in this podcast of not having Benintendi in the lineup.
Yeah, we did. I said I hate the lineup. Like, you can't – we've already talked about this.
I know, but don't – we did talk about moving Mookie to second. And I mean –
I talked about how Andrew Benintendi is the MVP and that you need him in the lineup. There's no way you can't have Andrew Benintendi in this lineup.
You're right.
And you can't – you're literally – because remember I was like we can cut this out. But I said that you can't replace Benintendi with Brock Holt. You just can't do it.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so moving on from that, what is your last?
My last? Are you going to give me your last?
That was my last.
Okay. Last and certainly least on this list is Jusuf Nurkić.
I have no idea who that is.
He's a basketball player, former Denver Nugget. I believe he's on the Portland Trail Blazers now. Not 100% positive.
I don't know. I look up his stats.
I mean, he was a good young player. It was Nikola Jokic and Jusuf Nurkić.
Oh, I know who Nikola Jokic is. Or Nurkić is.
Yep, Blazer.
He's a Blazer. Let's look at his stats.
I mean, he's young.
Ugly dude.
Yeah, good play. Wow, having a good season so far.
Actually, wow, that's nice. Okay, yeah, no, doesn't poop. Does not poop.
All right.
He does his job. Does not poop. All right. Now, to kind of close out the show, I would like to give a shout out to our current school of attendance, the University of Maine, who has a very good football team for FCS standards. They're 4-3.
They're 4-3. Bad loss last weekend, though.
Bad, yeah, not a great look.
Going into a school like William and Mary and losing, I mean, I get it. They're on the road in Virginia, but I mean, losing to William and Mary is just not a great look.
They do have Albany this weekend, which I think we'll cancel out for that because we're going to rape Albany.
Homecoming weekend.
Can I say that?
You said it.
We can cut it out.
We can cut it out. But homecoming weekend tomorrow, we'll be in attendance at the game. I mean, they got to win tomorrow, or else they drop to 500. I mean, yeah, they got
to
win.
I'm really, honest to God, like, I'm not really, like, bring on North Dakota, bring on South Dakota, bring on SDSU, bring on fucking
James Madison,
bring on Weber State. I'm not scared of really any team. We beat Western Kentucky, who's a serviceable FBS team.
Serviceable is a little generous.
Well,
Western Kentucky, not a great football team.
An FBS team, nonetheless.
Fair.
Okay. So they are what is it? 4-3.
4-3.
Yeah. So,
do you want to talk all UMaine football here? Can we talk a little puck?
I'm getting to that. Just give me a goddamn second. All right. So, I think
Ferg has to have a great game.
I think
tomorrow.
If Ferg was in this whole season, I think they'd have a better record. Chris Ferguson is the player we're talking about. If you guys don't follow Maine football for some fucking reason.
If you're dumb and don't follow the Black Bears,
So, Chris Ferguson, love Ferg, big Ferg guy. Kenny Doak is
Kenny
God
Doak,
himself.
Freshman kicker.
He's won two walk-off kicks for us.
53-yarder.
53-yarder and a
Wait a second, that was against Villanova, right? 53-yarder
was against Villanova to win it. And
the next week.
But that was when we were tied. And then the next week, we go on.
Sorry about that. We got cut off. But anyway, Kenny Doak.
Kenny Doak, yeah. But I mean, hold on. Can we go back to something we talked about earlier in this show? We're talking about Drew Pomeranz being the MVP of the World Series.
In the game. Or actually warming up to get
warming
in the game.
Up right now, none other than Drew Pomeranz.
That's right.
He can either ruin his chances right now for MVP or solidify.
Or solidify, yeah. Solidify his name into a plaque for Cooperstown.
I agree with that take 100 billion percent, Greg. I liked where he was going.
Oh God.
No.
Oh go, Mookie Betts.
Oh, Mookie Betts, my dad. I liked the way Drew Pomeranz was playing in this World Series up to this point because he wasn't playing. And I really, really enjoyed it.
I like that. That's a good
not
strategy.
Pitching in the World Series. I think Drew Pomeranz not pitching the World Series at all is the best thing Alex Cora has ever done. I don't know why he's on the roster.
I don't know why he's alive.
I mean, let's not talk about, you know, people's lives not being around.
Well,
all right.
I mean,
we're not. No. Nope.
What? All right.
We've seen what's happened with other podcasts.
Yeah.
Talking about killing.
Shout out Section 10. Shout out Carabas.
Yep,
love my dad. But anyway, let's get back into some main sports because we didn't even get to discuss some puck.
The hockey team. Yes. The hockey team. Not
3-2. No, 2-3.
I'm not gonna say I'm disappointed in last weekend's series in Minnesota because I mean Duluth is unreal. I think 8-2. I don't know if that's really the difference between the teams. I also don't know if 3-2 is the difference between the teams. They lost both games. I mean, I'd say the margin between the teams is somewhere in between. I'd say 4-5-2 is the difference between Maine and Duluth. I don't think Duluth is 6 goals better than Maine. I also think they're a little better than 1 goal. I mean, the hockey team here.
It was also on the road.
On the road, yep, in Minnesota. So that's tough. Cam.
Wow.
That's tough, obviously. But, I mean, yeah, losing tonight to UConn 5-2.
Not great.
Not a good look.
Not
a good look for the boys. On the road again, but still, it's
still,
UConn.
UConn is bad. They're not even like historically good. They're just bad.
No, they're just a bad.
Like, at least mainly, like we have. At least we're historically good. Like, shout out.
Shout out Paul Kariya.
Yeah, Paul Kariya. Yeah. So.
Shout out Ben Bishop.
Yes, that's right. Shout out. Yeah, Harold Alphon.
Harold Alphon, the inventor of football.
So Harold Alphon actually invented football. Not a lot of people know that he invented football and hockey.
Right here on campus.
Right here on campus. Actually, in this dorm that we're in
this dorm,
right now.
In Anders Skogen 321.
Whoa, no. Yeah, easy. I don't want my fans knocking down my door here. But yeah, Maine hockey, so far, season is very young.
Very, very young season.
But so far, not pleased.
I mean,
I'm still optimistic, though.
I'm not disappointed. I mean, obviously, what are they, 5 games in? You can't say you're disappointed. I think it's
undefeated
like the Celtics.
At home.
Undefeated at home. Haven't really been tested at home, though. I mean, we'll see what happens when they get, like, Boston College at home. UMass Lowell.
BU's pretty good.
Yeah, UMass Lowell's here after the UConn series. They go to the road of BU. Quinnipiac's coming here.
They play UVM. They play Yale. Yale's good, actually. Yale's really good. Play fucking...
The University of New Hampshire.
UNH is... possibly the worst college in existence.
Maybe. No, not
very,
the worst.
Very possible. I'm not ready to call it the – no, I am. It's the worst.
It
so
sucks. Fuck
is
you.
Is it even a college? Like, do people get actual degrees there?
What I've heard about UNH is that when you graduate, you don't get a degree. Rather, you get a noose.
Ah.
Is what I've – I don't know this for a fact.
No, you know what? I actually believe
the rumor
that.
Around the street, though. Rumor that I've
just
heard.
Just like an apology for having
yeah,
to go
like,
there. Like,
sorry we yeah. put you through this.
But now you can end it.
You can do what you've always wanted to
this
while you've
a,
been here.
This is a touchy subject. no boundaries. No boundaries on CNG's podcast. So, yeah, that's pretty much the only sports that.
I mean, want to talk some UMaine field hockey?
Yeah, we can talk
do we
about
know it. Anything about UMaine field
we
hockey?
We did go to a game. We did go
we
to
got, for why did we go to that game?
I don't know. I thought it was, for the free blanket. We got a
free, UMaine blanket.
We got a free blanket. Go blue. So yeah, that's
Well, I don't want to like, you know, get off topic about UMaine sports, especially with one of Maine's, I wouldn't say rivals, but, you know, someone they're not really fond with, Boston College football.
Oh, God.
6-2. They just beat the University of Miami, the cockiest school of all time. And I mean,
you can't be doing that. You can't be rooting for BC when we literally play BC in hockey.
In hockey, but that's so different, though. I mean, BC Power Five football school, finally good again.
Yep.
All right. Is there a problem with that, Greg?
We can handle this after the show. Okay. So that's pretty much all we got for as far as. What? Corey is mouthing things at me for some. Please, if you can say it to me, you can say it on the podcast. This is our family here.
I was under the implication that this episode was my episode.
Oh, I was just,
and then next episode was yours.
No, I was gonna kick it to you. If you just let me.
Is there anything else you want to say to the?
I was just wrapping up.
Anybody listens to this?
I was just wrapping up the UMaine portion.
All right, yeah, let's do that.
All right, now back to business here. That's all we got for meaningful Maine sports because it's fall. So I'll let Corey round out the show here. Our inaugural, our first show.
First show.
And here's Corey Weeks, everybody. All listeners.
Yeah, all zero listeners. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed that first show. We got to a lot of stuff. It was pretty long first episode.
It's fun,
I'd say. Fun. It was just a good time. We'll be back for more. I don't know how often. I mean, what is it gonna be, like a weekly thing?
I don't know. We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We gotta get some mics because right now we're just sharing my headset, which is a $10 headset I got off Amazon. So we'll brick by brick, you know. We'll get there.
We'll get there. Sox still losing.
Sox are still losing.
Brock Holt is hitting.
Kenley Jansen is on the mound now and just throwing gas at Brock Holt. And that was a bullshit call to Brock Holt. Wow. That was a bad call.
Bad call.
That was like at least 10 feet above the strike zone, and the umpire just stuck his hand out, calling it a strike.
What do you think about the umpiring in this series?
I've been very pleased with it so far. Even Joe West did good.
I have been pleased. This is not the ALCS anymore.
If Joe West can do it, anybody can do it. That's my motto. That's how I live.
My favorite Joe West moment is recent. That ball he took from Christian Vasquez.
True.
Tank.
True.
Didn't even let it faze him. He just wore it like a champ. I mean,
that's what you got to do as a professional.
Christian Vasquez's arm, nothing, not a joke.
Not a joke.
His arm is
actual missile for a
good,
yeah, actual rocket launcher for an arm.
Look at all these celebrities.
Brad Paisley is at the game.
Jason Garrett, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
All right,
but pretty solid at first episode, I think, Greg. I hope you feel the same way.
It was fun. I do feel the same way. I had a lot of fun, which is weird because I usually don't have fun when I talk to you. But
that's, yeah, me and Greg, not friends.
Not really friends.
No. We like to get into sports arguments, and that's pretty much why we're doing this together.
Yep, that's it.
Other than that, I mean, don't really care for Greg.
Yeah. Like, Corey could die right now, like in the middle of recording, and I would just finish the episode, probably take a nap, maybe.
And you got to finish watching this game, right?
Yeah, I'll probably finish watching the game and then roll over, take a nap. But, yeah, that's all we got for you today.
All right, well, that's it. That's the first episode. I'm Corey Weeks. This is Greg Keenan. We'll catch you next time on the CNG's podcast.
Fuck UNH.
That's right. Fuck UNH.